It is time for us to check sports, and that means it's time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Did you get any snow down there?
Yeah, we got some. We got enough to make it a mess.
We wound up with anywhere from a foot to a foot and a half of snow around here.
Wow. Yeah. That's terrible.
And it all came, I mean, we got about 4 inches yesterday, but it was a heavy, wet snow.
Yeah, but ours is that way.
But last night, it started to snow, and it's light snow. And it just piled up right away. So it looks like damn Christmas time out there now. Oh, well.
Bah humbug.
Bah humbug. So I went to bed early because I had spent the night before here at the station overnight. And so I was just plain tired. But I did wake up to do my 67-year-old thing, what I considered to be the middle of the night, but it wasn't because I went to bed so early. It was at 10 o'clock. And I got to see the end of the Seattle-Minnesota game. Which Seattle won.
Typical fantasy football game.
Yeah.
Flag football, fantasy football, however you want to put it. 67 points. They're almost scoring as many points as in the NBA.
I had great confidence that the Minnesota quarterback wasn't going to complete the comeback, though.
No.
I had great confidence in that.
I think they lost their running back, too, so that didn't help.
No. So Seattle now has... But they got 10 wins now.
Yep.
Jeez. At the blink of an eye, there you go. Oh, gosh. The NFL is something else.
You know what else is something else?
Go. Tell me.
The Knicks almost lost by 50 last night. 55-0. They lost by 44 to Milwaukee. 132-88. When does the rebuilding process end?
I don't think it started. I have to be honest with you. I don't think it started yet.
It was a great night for New York yesterday. The Knicks lost by 44. The Devils lost 7-1. The Rangers lost at home 4-1. Thank goodness for the Islanders. They finally won another game. They beat Detroit 4-1. So a bleak night in New York, weather-wise and sports-wise.
New York, New York.
One hell of a town. Every team stinks, and they always go down.
In a town that doesn't have champions. Anyway, so that's sports in there. So now, I'm looking at the Cleveland Browns. And you tell me if I'm wrong. I just think that they suffer for what most teams suffer for in the NFL. And that's terrible coaches. They got to start bringing in some younger, different coaches. These coaches that are, look at the Giants. I'm sorry. I know they're lousy. I know they're rebuilding. I know that they've got, but you can't tell me that with a halfway decent coach and coaching staff, they couldn't have squeezed at least a couple more wins out of the schedule. And the same thing goes for Cleveland. Mike, there's only about four decent teams in the NFL. Everybody else in the NFC.
How many teams are in the NFL?
32, 30, something like that, yeah.
19 of them are 500 or under. Yeah. 19. Yeah. 19 of them.
You're just, they've got to do something. You can't, if there's one thing about having competitive football and having teams being able to, compete with one another, but what's happening in the NFL is...
Well, this is what they wanted. This is sports socialism, where everybody shares the wealth. How's that work? The rich stay rich and the poor stay poor. It doesn't work. You look at the standings. You got New England at 10-2, Buffalo at 9-3. The Jets and Dolphins are pitiful. Baltimore's 10-2. The Steelers, the Browns, and the Bengals stink. You got the most competitive division in football, the Texans, the Titans, and the Colts. And why are they competitive? Because they all stink. 8-4, 7-5, 6-6. Kansas City, 8-4, Raiders, 6-6. I mean, you can go to the NFC and you see more of the same thing. It doesn't work. Everybody can't be as good as everybody else. For the history of sports, you have teams that dominate and you have teams that stink. It's just the way it is. For whatever reason. I don't know if it's the organization, the owners, the scouting system, whatever. But you have your perennial losers and you have your perennial winners. and, the way it goes.
And if you look at the NFC East, there, I was reading a column. I forget who wrote it. At this point in the season, there has never been an entire conference that is way below 500. The NFC East has one team that's 6-6.
Well, that other one has to be the same, because the year, I think it was that Seattle made the playoffs and they were under 500 and they won the division. So it has to rival that division.
I'm just talking about right now, not the end of the season. They're comparing this part into the season. Who knows? But it's disgusting when you look at the NFC East. Come on. 6-6.
The Cowboys are terrible, pitiful. They're winning the division. Tells you the Giants, the Redskins, and the Eagles are what? If the Cowboys are pitiful and they're winning the division, what are the other ones? What adjective do you use to describe them?
The next three teams in the NFC East, you add them all together, and you still don't break double wins. You got nine wins.
Let me just tell you just one little thing. The scoring differential. All right? You don't have a lot of teams in the red, but you have a lot of these teams that are bad. The scoring differential between the Giants and the Bengals is 10. 10 with the Bengals. The Bengals, the laughing stock of the league. That's awful. A team like the Giants should be as bad as the Bengals?
Yeah.
That's organization right there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. I mean, it's just as bad as teams used to be in the past. They might have had no chance to win, but it just seems the quality of football
is bad.
It's bad nowadays.
Flag football is no hitting. You can't touch anybody. I watch football for a little while, and you see these flags they throw with roughing the quarterback, and I just shake my head and said, "Are you kidding me? What are you supposed to do? Like stand in front of him and count to eight Mississippi so you can let him get a chance to get away? Isn't this professional football? Don't they hit people anymore? It's a joke. It's an absolute joke." I was listening to the beginning of the Baltimore-San Francisco game in the car because I had to go do something, and I just had it on. And it was the Baltimore feed. And Jackson got tackled, and I guess he came down on his head. You should have heard the announcers crying. Oh my God! Is he hurt? Is he all right? Is he gonna? You should have heard him. You would have thought you were watching a war film, and some poor soldier got shot. It's a football player that landed on the ground, and they needed a box of tissues. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
My God!
Pretty horrible.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, pretty horrible.
Like I say every once in a while, just another reason why I don't watch football.
All right. Anything else?
I mean, it was bad because right now there's nothing on the weekends. So I watch a little bit of football in between races. I put it on. Man, it's a bad product.
It certainly is, and I can certainly say, watching the Giants as much as I watch the Giants, it's a bad product. It really is.
Well, that's the epitome of bad.
Yeah.
If there's the three teams you could say are pitiful in football. Two of them in New York.
That's right. Hey, we're the pitiful capital of the world.
I mean, the Jets, what did they win? Three in a row or something? And they were like, oh, yeah, this is great. And what happened this weekend? You don't just lose to the Bengals. You get manhandled by the Bengals.
It's and to me, that's coaching. To me, that's coaching.
Not being prepared.
Yep, not being prepared at all. And that's when you take a look at the Giants, the first half of all their games, they have no idea what they're doing out there. They don't settle down to the second half of the game, and that by that time, it's
a runaway train.
Yeah. All right, speaking about runaway train, we've got to get on to the forecast with Pat Pagano.
What day is today, Tuesday?
It seems like it's Friday, but it's only Tuesday.
At least we got one more day off before we have to pick it again.
That's it. All right. Well, we both got a win last night anyway.
Yes, we did. We're not doing bad considering everything.
No, not really.
But that's because I've been doing, and you finally come to it, picking against teams.
Yeah.
Not picking teams to win. Picking against teams, picking them to lose.
That's it. The secret.
All right. Bad is bad.
All right, Mike. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a great day.
Take care.